我们向佛菩萨求 the causes and condition to strengthen our
Yeah,
trust
yeah,
into
yeah,
Bhakti.
yeah.
So I got shocked. I said, wow, she go back to so basic and it is so important.
Yeah. And the clarity is there, that's why. Causes and conditions for it to arise. How can you chew? You
No,
cannot
but
chew
when
what?
she say this, then only it helped me to zoom into, okay, I don't need to talk to the Buddha anything, just request help me to strengthen my five spiritual faculty.
Causes and conditions, you miss out again.
Causes and conditions. What I mean is, Sister Po Ching, she maybe don't know what she mentioned, but it struck me in two things in the journey up here. That, we just have the causes and conditions to strengthen our five spiritual
Yeah,
faculty, and the
the
rest,
faith.
it will slowly,
Yeah, it will take off one. That's why
slowly.
faith is number one. When I mentioned that she in Singapore, she will come into the Zoom and say, yeah, Bratil, Bratil. She started from there. She has strong faith. That's why without faith, you cannot move. That time I move, I have faith in Xuanhua, I have faith in Ajahn Yantra. Then all those teachers where I can sense they have the understanding and the truth, I have faith in them. That's why I cultivate. Then that thing just unfold. Okay? Anything else?
Yes, I also want to thank Sister Alicia. She also our small guru. You talk to her, sure something you can pick up. Just like Sister, she say about the sadhu is the basic thing that she start off to open the heart. So it made me
Rejoicing.
remember months ago, years ago, she also told me this, that sadhu is the thing that, so today I remember again, she said, sadhu is the thing that open your heart. She start her journey from there.
Because it root out envy, jealousy, and unhappy mind state and so. Yeah, you rejoice. People get promoted, you rejoice. But office people are most of the time envy on you. This guy deserve promotion. He deserve all this award. You are better than him. How come I didn't get? So the mind develop envy, jealousy. But whenever you see wholesomeness, cultivator will rejoice. That's why I rejoice a lot. Then my heart here also. The energy is different. Like metta, the energy is different. There are four Brahma Vihara is very pure mind state. They can actually open up your heart. Even compassion also. When you have compassion, you become very different. All the insect, the animal, you cannot kill or not. Then you see the cat or the dog or what. If there is condition, you want to help or not. This is what compassion is. Real compassion means you cannot like want to see people suffer. That if there is cause and condition you can help, you want to help one. But you must also understand in cultivation, different people cultivate differently. When you are in that stage, you do that thing. After you have the understanding, you go beyond it, you no need to do that thing again. That's why initially a lot of people start with what? Dana, that's why no. Then help people, old folks home, everything. Then I remember I told my wife, she also get interested. I said, please understand, don't be gullible. Just because you think it's meritorious, you also want to do it. Do you know whatever you do, you create affinity or no? So when I say there are a lot of people pending, but please don't get me wrong, doesn't mean that after that don't want to help old folks. Or, please forget about medical conditions, do one. But don't purposely go and do one yourself. Because you want to do merit, a lot of other way, understand? Lucky wholesome one, better one, like keep your precept. Understand? Then develop mindfulness, keep for one moment of pure thought, the merit is immeasurable. Then Mangala Sutta, the highest blessing. All those things you can do, listening to Dhamma, straightening your view, the Tamil. Then why you want to purposely go and do? So you go and do, you know what happened, or you create what condition. When you grow old, your children send you to old folks home, you don't blame them. We're at home. Old folks home, you will be very well supported. You know why? Because you go and help, you go and support. You will get all those things. It's because you created that condition. You reap what you sow for yourself. Then your children send them you there is because your karma is such you want to go there. You understand? So kindness and goodness depend on the when you are at that phase of cultivation. When you because you don't understand the other thing that is a lot more wholesome, then you will go and do, understand? Then because you have affinity with old wholesome because you read about it, your condition, then you want to help. So sometimes if you sincerely want to help and sacrifice, it can be very good. But please avoid the condition if you understand. So if there is condition to do, like somebody suddenly, hey, can we go and help the old folks? I will still go. Understand? Then I will say, I make offering, donation. I buy the thing. Then we send it there. No problem. But you ask me to purposely go because got merits. I cannot go. Understand? So these are the understanding behind cultivation. Do not be rigid. Do not be gullible. Do with understanding, like meditation. Develop it with understanding. Then all the talk tell you are not gone. This one is selfish, egoic one. Then like Pao Lian, she think it's a joke. They are not serious. I retire. I become very wild. So sometimes you are not careful. This is what actually inside now. But you may think it's a joke. So it is actually a type of habit that you have developed without you knowing. That it will manifest. It will come out. But when you are serious, cannot. Because when you are serious, when you are mindful, when you have the understanding of the Dhamma, you have got time to laugh and be. When time to be serious, you will be dead serious. Understand? That's why I say I go all out to cultivate. The moment I saw the fundamental truth, I search for truth. Then everything unfold. Then later on, when I knew what this teaching is, it involved my existence, entire existence from now until future. I'm not going to take it lightly. That's why I go all out to develop understanding. That's why I become a seer. I cultivate full time until I have the understanding. So when you are serious, you become different. So you can listen to others sharing and all things. Then they can motivate you, understand? Then you should rejoice, understand? But don't go and allow the thought to like fall cold water. I cannot honor. I don't have the karma. My past not like that. I very child. Who is telling you all these things? And is it helpful? No. Understand? You should rejoice. Like I always say, I tell myself, when I was young, without me knowing, I like to be with the, not the wise, be in the school is better student, intelligent. So I have this very strong understanding of, if he can do it, I can also do it. And if I work hard, I can become better than them. And really. That's why without me knowing, until university also, I will associate with the more intelligent, smart people and all those things. Then when it comes to Dhamma also, I will associate with the wise one. All those that don't have the Dhamma and all those things, I listen, I know, I just let things be, I walk away. But when I found one, I will go. Oh.